Mama, sweet mama, what's the matter now? Oh, mama, what's the matter now? Tell me, mama, what's the matter now? You don't want me, take me anyhow. Cause I'm going up the country, don't you wanna go? Going up the country, don't you wanna go? Going up the country, don't you wanna go? Leaving here and coming back here no more. Me and my rider and two and three more. Me and my rider and two and three more. Me and my rider and two and three more. He's going up the country, don't you wanna go? Cause I'm going up the road, mama. Going up the road, mama. Going down the road, mama. Feeling bad, the worst old feeling I ever had. Gotta squeeze my mama. Squeeze my mama, yeah. Oh, mama, don't you wanna go? Me and my rider and two and three more. I'm going away and it won't be long. Going away and it won't be long. Going away and it won't be long. Don't think I'm leaving, count the days I'm gone. By the 544. He crushed his arms and he crushed his head, but did the poor man die? No, the poor man.
And hive, hail the hope that new growth. city, it's good to be alive. Hail the hum of hedge and hive, hail the hope that new growth brings. Hail our wild diversity, it's good to be alive. Hail the hum of hedge and hive, hail the hope that new growth brings. Hail our wild diversity, it's good to be
Good morning, it's 9:07, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is where we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio, and that's from an album I was just fortunate enough to hear about, and I love the fact that, many of the songs on here were familiar. I was like thinking, spring song, I wonder if that's a paean to Mendelssohn's piece or what? And it turns out that Chris Foster, who makes his home in Iceland, could not find a suitable spring song and so decided to write his own. And I think he did a great job there. And we'll hear Sid Kipper telling us about April.
The spheres spin, and Venus, mounted on the cusp, begets April. Nights are shorter, and Earls earlier. On misty-membered meadows, lambs were turned out. It's nice again. On today's farm, it is time to engage the illegal immigrants. Soon will come Shakespeare's birthday, when, as St. Crispin observed, gentlemen in England now abed shall hold their manhoods. But this month mostly means mischief and madness, starting suddenly with All Idiots' Day. Then there are teasing tricks, impractical jokes, and gustoed guising. Nothing is quite as it seems, and no one is who they really are. In the cottages of Catfield, a song is sung that tells of dressing up, dressing down, and somewhat saucily, French dressing.
And with those wise words of Mr. Kipper, we present you with our calendrical information from the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. April the 3rd, Easter falls during April in most years. Easter commemorates the resurrection of Christ, which took place at the Jewish Passover or Pesach, whence Easter is called Pascha in Latin, since the Passover is a movable festival connected with the first full moon of spring. The date of Easter also varies considerably. And in the annals of the early church, one of the things that you find preserved an enormous amount are the Easter tables, especially those compiled by known mathematicians. Easter Day, says the Book of Common Prayer, is always the first Sunday after the first full moon, which happens next after the 1/20th day of March, the spring equinox. And if the full moon happens upon a Sunday, Easter Day is the Sunday after. Thus, Easter may fall upon any of the 35 days between March the 22nd and April the 25th, both inclusive. The English name of Easter, ironically, perpetuates a pagan rather than a biblical festival of spring rebirth, that of the Anglo-Saxon dawn goddess, Istra. Her sacred animal was apparently a hare, just possibly the ancestor of the Easter bunny. April the 4th, beware springtime agues and other excesses. Andrew Board's Dietary of Health of 1547 notes, beware of venereous acts before the first sleep, and especially beware of such things after dinner or after a full stomach, for it doth engender the cramp, the gout, the ague, and other displeasures. April the 5th, a Passion Sunday, the 5th in Lent, falls in early April when Easter is late. Make Passion Dock or Bistort puddings. The many named Bistort are twice twisted because of its contorted snake-like root, whence it is also known as Adderwort, is called Passion Dock or Easter Ledgers in northern England. And there, especially in Cumbria, Bistort puddings are eaten during the Passiontide weeks before Easter. To make the pudding, take a pound each of young passion hocks and young nettles and a large onion and chop them small. Then put to them a teacup full of washed barley, half a teaspoon of salt, and mix them together. Boil them in a muslin bag for 2 hours and then beat them with an egg, butter, salt, and pepper, and oatmeal if you wish. Eat the pudding fried with eggs and bacon or veal. April the 6th is Lady Day Old Style, Alexander the Great's birthday. Swallows begin to appear. On Lady Day the later, the cold goes o'er the water. The weather generally shows a marked improvement at about this time. As always here in New England, you have to take that advice with a grain of salt, if not the whole shaker, because, of course, even though it seems like we may have finally bid the snow goodbye, we are still getting rain. And hedgehogs again active after winter hibernation. April the 8th, collect Easter eggs, otherwise pash, pace, or peace eggs for Easter feasts and games. Herrings, herrings, white and red, 10 a penny, Lent's dead. Rise, dame, and give an egg or else a piece of bacon. 1 for Peter, 2 for Paul, 3 for Jack, Lent's all away, Lent away. Now, here in the States, where we have wondrous dying things, as in D-Y-I-N-G, you can actually dye your Easter eggs in tie-dye colors. But in the old times, you would first hard-boil them in plain water, while they were still warm, write your name on them with a sharpened candle end. And that's for the wax. Then boil them again with gorse blossom for a yellow color, cochineal for red, onion skins or nettle roots for yellow green, or pash flowers for bright green. The dye will not take on the candle wax, so your name will stand out in white. April the 9th, early new potatoes, and now ready. Gerard's Herbal notes that the use of these potatoes was forbidden in Burgundy, for that they were persuaded the too frequent use of them caused the leprosy. And Thomas Overbury, in Characters of 1637, notes, the man that hath not anything to boast but his illustrious ancestors is like a potato. The only good belonging to him is underground. Plant your taters when you will, they won't come up until April. And we'll have a few more pieces.
Here's one, two, three jolly lads all in one mind. We are come of Hagen, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. For we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. And the first that comes in is Lord Nelson, you see, with a bunch of blue ribbons tied round by his knee. And the star on his breast that like silver does shine. And I hope he remembers its Haystack in time. Here's one, two, three jolly lads all in one mind. We'll come up Haystack in, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. And the next that comes in, it is Lord Bolingwood, and he's fought with Lord Nelson till he shed his blood. And he's come from the sea, old England to view, and he's come all haste again with the whole of his crew. Here's one, two, three jolly lads all in one mind. We are come of haste again, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. And the last that comes in is old Tosspot, you'll see. He's a valiant old man, and in every degree. He's a valiant old man, and he wears a pigtail. And all his delight is in drinking strong ale. Here's one, two, three jolly lads all in one mind. We'll come of haste again, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. Come, ladies and gentlemen, sit by the fire. Put your hands in your pockets and give us our desire. Put your hands in your pockets and treat us all right. If you give not, we'll take not. Farewell and good night. Here's one, two, three jolly lads all in one mind. We have come of haste again, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. For we'll come no more nigh you until the next
year. It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
So we heard from Jay Atwood with Sometimes It Rains from Bonfire Dreaming. Before that was Gypsy with Magic from her first album, Enchantress. Prior to that was Ian Corrigan and Friends with a pace-egging song from Once Around the Wheel, a great tape. And I believe it's now available in a CD features, shall we say, pagan-themed songs for the Sabbats, and Sid Kipper telling us about April. And since I want to be here next week, but my the person who I... trade off with will be, and we're going to bring you the calendrical information for next week, which says open beehives and candy spring flowers. In April, open the doors of beehives, for now they hatch, that they may reap the benefit of flowery spring, and be careful of your bees. And yes, here that means don't open them too soon. And sadly, many of our flowers have taken a big hit from the changeable weather this spring. April the 11th, many trees now coming into leaf prognosticate a wet or a dry summer from the budding of oak and ash. Oak before ash will only have a splash. Ash before oak, we're in for a soak. Avoid the oak, it courts the stroke, and shun the ash, it courts the flash. Do not, therefore, stand under oak or ash trees during a thunderstorm. April the 12th, reprove springtime indiscretions, but discreetly. April the 13th, an April fish is a dainty dish. April the 14th, first cuckoos heard about now. Be sure to react promptly and properly when you hear them. It is lucky to be walking when you hear the first cuckoo or gowk in Scots, and to be sitting when you see the first swallow. But if you hear the first cuckoo from your bed, you or someone in your family will die that year. If you have no money in your pocket when she calls, or if you fail to turn over all the coins you have, you will be poor all the year. But if you immediately sit down and take off your left shoe, you will find in it a hair of exactly the same color as that of your true love. April the 15th, the innocent cuckoo flower or lady smock or milkmaids and the blatant cuckoo pint now blooming. April the 16th, Maundy Thursday, falls about now when Easter is late. And Easter is very late. this year coming on, what is it? I believe the 23rd. But let's get back to some lovely music. And we're going to hear from Chris Foster again.
Proud Masry stands in her father's garden, straight as any willow wand. And by there came a gardener child, with a red rose in his hand, his hand, a red rose in his hand. I will give my rose to you, fair maiden, if you'll give your flower to me. And among the flowers of your father's yard, I will make a gown for thee, for thee. I will make a gown for thee. The lily white shall be your smock, and lie your body next, and the marigold shall be your stay. With a red rose at your breast, a red rose at your breast. And the scented thyme shall be your gown, and your petticoat the chamomile, and your apron of the celandine. So come kiss sweetheart and join and join, come kiss sweetheart and join. And your gloves shall be the clover flower, and your shoes the purple columbine, and I'll line them with the cornflower blue. So come join your love with mine, with mine. Come join your love with mine. Since you have made a gown for me, all among the summer flowers, and then it's I will make a suit for thee, all among the winter showers, the showers, all among the winter showers. The drifting snow shall be your shirt, and lie your body next, and the murk black night shall be your coat. With a storm howling at your breast, your breast, a storm howling at your breast, and a horse that you shall ride upon shall be the lashing winter gale. and I'll bridle him with some Norland blast and biting showers of hail, and biting showers of hail, and your glove shall be the midnight frost, and your boots the freezing winter rain, and every time that you pass by, I will wish you were well away, away. I'll wish you were well away.
gift to the sea. I've been called allegedly free. Oh, but nothing gonna change that girl. We say nothing gonna change that girl. Father and oak and time left in glass. You're just looking for some piece of ass. Oh, but nothing gonna change that girl. We say nothing gonna change that girl. Oh, nothing's gonna change that girl. Well, nothing's gonna change that girl. Lost my mind, but now I'm back again. Well, don't get caught being such a false friend. Oh, but nothing gonna change that girl. We say nothing gonna change that girl. Oh, nothing's gonna change that girl. Well, gonna change that girl. Give me a little more time. Oh, just to get things right. Won't you give me a little more time before you blow up my night? Oh, before you you
And that was from Hooray for the Riff Raff with Nothing's Gonna Change That Girl and the Navigator. Before that, we heard from Tin Arwen, and they didn't actually sing that piece in English, but it's called Tenere to Call, What Has Become of the Tenere. Tenere is a Tomashek word meaning empty land or desert. The plural of the word is Tenarwin. And I definitely recommend you find that album. Along with this one, we're going to go out of here with music from the Peterhouse Part Books. And this is the Gloria from The Mass Without a Name.